Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Harley Wheeler with the Broadway Global Methodist Church, and this is our 7 Days of Christmas podcast. It is number 3. We are looking at the named people and the birth accounts of our Lord Jesus Christ, and today we're looking at Mary. So Mary first appears in Luke chapter 1, verse 26. It says, "In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, 'Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you.' But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end.' And Mary said to the angel, 'How will this be, since I am a virgin?' And the angel answered her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God.' And Mary said, 'Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.' And the angel departed from her." Now, of course, for any pastor at any time in the last, 20 centuries, to give even a brief meditation on the character of Mary is, of course, a very large work. And in other words, you cannot possibly cover all the details or lift up all the things that thoughtful, prayerful people have lifted up about her character and about her role in the divine plan of salvation that God is bringing. And of course, we understand that in the Catholic Church, Mary is lifted up and venerated and honored beyond all women. And that is just simply in line with what the angel Gabriel said to her. That he greets her and says, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." And then goes on to describe things that are going to be going on in Mary's life that have no precedent, except that we understand that we can connect the story all the way back to the book of Genesis, where it was prophesied after the disaster of the garden and eating of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that the Lord tells Mary that her seed, the seed of a woman, shall crush that serpent's head. And it stands as the first prophecy that indeed from the life that flows through humanity from Adam and Eve down to Mary will come one who will defeat death and sin, who will bring to us the victory that we so sorely need. And so we come to Mary, and we have to understand first off that the story is begun with the birth of Christ, with someone saying yes to God. I mean, if you wanted to just carry the one thing about Mary forward with you through life, and the next few days as you prepare for Christmas, to be the best Christian witness, to be the best person among your family, to worship God and to just allow yourself to be in His presence in church this Sunday on Christmas, this Saturday on Christmas Eve, you can remember to yourself that the key thing about Mary is that she said yes. She was allowed to have questions. She was allowed to say no. You are giving me things, dear angel, that seemed beyond what was expected. And the angel gives her an assurance, saying, look, nothing is impossible with God. And Mary says, yes, let it be to me as the Lord has said. Now, interesting, even in her great faith and response, and always remember how big the Bible is on response, that God is doing his thing, and in fact the whole Bible as we read it as a record of God's work among people is not a record of people's ideas about God, but God encountering his people. And therefore, the key thing is that God is revealing himself. And what also the Bible records is how different people respond. And so your response is key. And Mary gives us the response of yes. Now, she goes, and it doesn't say she went in doubt, but and though she is a person of great faith here, but is also looking for that confirmation, or also just understanding that the angel gave her the news that was fairly secret news, that her cousin Elizabeth was to bear a child, even though she was quite old. She wanted to see the miracle. You know, she wanted to hear and see all these things confirmed. And so we heard in the last podcast of Elizabeth's greeting to Mary that the baby in her womb, who was John the Baptist, leaps, and Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit and just tells her, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of the womb. Why is it this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" And so Mary, who it is not stated in how much measure of doubt or confusion or anticipation or fear she goes to see her cousin Elizabeth, is greeted almost out the door with, yes, God is faithful to his promises. Yes, God is at work among his people. And then we have what Mary says at this point in verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord. And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon the humble state of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with Elizabeth for about 3 months and returned to her home. Indeed, she might have seen the very birth of John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin, second cousin, that will one day go before him to tell people, "Be prepared. Prepare the way of the Lord. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Indeed, the king is at hand." And so Mary has this song of praise, which tells us these things that remind us and keep us mindful of the great work that God has done in her life. And so Christianity begins speaking about a miracle, speaking that we don't view miracles as problems, as things we need to somehow explain. God just does them, and these miracles also amount to extravagant riches in people's lives. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. He's looked upon me in my humble estate, and has said, "From now on, all generations will call me blessed." And she's not bragging about that. She's not saying, "Well, of all the women in the world, I have been chosen." But she's saying, this is what God has done. He has lifted me up and raised me to heights of exaltation that no one could have foreseen or called for or looked for. And so there's that God is doing in your life. You realize the things that God is doing in your life and your response to them have heavenly consequences. That indeed, for the person that you meet that is a believer in Christ, one day indeed he shall see the face of God. He shall be in the arms of Jesus. He shall know the truth that without holiness none shall see the Lord, and they will have holiness. That C.S. Lewis pointed out that person next to you in the pew could indeed be in the hands of God something that you would be sorely tempted to fall down and worship. And so Mary calls the blessing of God to be that which has lifted her up beyond all expectation, and not just for herself, but that all Israel would be lifted up. It's a patriotic poem that she says, recognizing that the prophets have called for God. They have prayed to God to rescue Israel. They have said that God would rescue Israel. They have hectored Israel about their disobedience to God, which got in the way of the covenant promises being fulfilled. And Mary says, right now, these are being fulfilled. She is almost giving John his sermon. The kingdom of heaven is at hand is because the king is here. And so Mary then, as we must close, is going to go on to treasure all the events of the birth of Christ in her heart. The visit of the wise men, the shepherds saying of the vision of angels and the proclamation of the angels of the Son of God being born in Bethlehem. The journey to Bethlehem, the having no room in the inn, the flight from Herod, and the sojourn in Egypt, up till and including the crucifixion of her son and his glorious resurrection. She is there for all that. Indeed, when we wonder about where Luke finds the source for his stories, Mary is the answer. So there's a work that God has done in our lives. We need to proclaim it. There is that which God has touched our lives, which is exalting us beyond the common clay, and putting in our lives the Holy Spirit to be seen and known in the world. And so, rejoice in God, say yes to God, and give your testimony freely. Be blessed, and join us again for our podcast. We're going to look at Joseph next. But this has been the 7 Days of Christmas podcast with Pastor Harley Wheeler from the Broadway Global Methodist Church. Amen.